Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 3rd of April 2017, and this is the 558th Mole Out Loud podcast, I think. I think that's the right number, but I'm a bit unsure. I'm away from home and any sort of nudges about numbers. I'm up on Knocklofty and I've just come off track. I was hoping to do the upper loop, but there is still a sign that they're going to be doing burn-offs. I'm not sure actually what the sign was, a bit unclear about whether it was only closed when they were doing the burn-offs or whether it was closed for the duration of the season when they might do burn-offs. Anyway, I have come part of the way up the higher zigzag track, and I've come off the path. I always find it really difficult when I'm walking to just turn round and go back, when I'm not walking in a loop. So I thought maybe if I came off track, I'd be able to walk back down again. And I think it's probably a good idea to do that, to go back, rather than venture round the whole one, even if I can get through, if I can get through, because I need to go to the shop. And I think that will be quite enough of a walk. Yesterday, I went through my trousers, and I mean, sorry, a pair of trousers. I don't have very many trousers, and I have these two pairs that I alternate. And anyway, one of them had just worn so thin it just gave way yesterday. And so I went into town and to buy myself some new trousers. And I was so horrified at how plumped up I had become over the last 6 months or so. Partly because I haven't been walking, but also I think I've been snacking more and more. I've been really enjoying my food and eating too many nuts, and I've discovered this very delicious rye and seeded bread, rugbrod it's called, and people have been giving me jam, and so really, really, it's been a bit of a slippery slope since my excellent kind of regime from beforehand, when I came up here and did a long walk every morning and wasn't as hungry, which is sort of interesting. So that's one of the reasons I thought I really must come up and walk. But the other reason is that it is the most beautiful day. It was quite cold this morning. It was about 6 degrees. It's still a cool breeze, and we've just had a time change, a clock. Our clocks have gone back. Yes, fall back. And so it feels to me as if I've got an extra hour of sleep, and so my energy is much better. I go to bed earlier. I really like it when we kind of get into this time zone thing. Everybody else hates it because the evenings get shorter, or the daylight becomes less in the evenings. But I can feel myself coming absolutely back into myself when this happens. So I'm up here, and I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to go down past the shop, and I've decided I'm going to get a chicken. Which I hardly ever do, because a chicken is an awful lot for one person to eat. And it was fine when Boo, my cat, was around, because he loved chicken, and he kind of, I could give him about 3/4 of it, and the rest was fine. But I've got a few things that will be really lovely with chicken. So I'm going to do that. And see if I can see some healthy things to snack on which aren't going to be too weight producing. Of course, it also gets harder to walk if you're heavier, so the whole cycle becomes more difficult. So that's me. I'm going to do that. I was working all weekend, so I'm really taking Monday off. I know I have Monday off as a rule, but I often break that rule, and today I'm not going to break it. I'm going to go back, and I might even go and have morning tea with somebody. So that is a bit of a pleasure ahead. I do hope that this week has begun really beautifully for you in the way it has for me. And that you get to enjoy it, that you're not kind of flung into Monday, a Monday frenzy, if the world appears to impose that on you. I'm really enjoying and beginning to accept my own rhythm, and feeling less inclined to feel at odds with the world, although it doesn't always work. Sometimes I surprise myself with how I get bound up with what other people think. Some shouting people somewhere. Probably runners or an escaped dog, I should think. Just earlier there was some fantastic bird song, but they've quietened down now. In fact, I can't hear. Well, I can hear some, but they're not loud enough for you to hear. But some tiny little birds. I mean, they look to me like coal tits, but they didn't fly like coal tits, and we don't have coal tits. So I'm not quite sure what they were, but very kind of cheapy sounds. So I'm going to leave you for today, and thank you very, very much for listening, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow, and I hope the week goes well.